that's not exactly true. I have had something kind of working in my spirit for a while. So it's not entirely true that I didn't have anything until Saturday morning, but it didn't come together until then. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I get the honor of having my dad be my pastor, and sometimes it's good, sometimes I don't know, but I've learned a lot. But happy Father's Day to all the fathers who had to do it alone, who have had a spouse with them to help them. This day is all about you. Happy Father's Day to the fatherless, because God the Father is the Father for everyone. So that's really all I have about Father's Day. Okay, so John C. Maxwell said, change is inevitable, growth is optional. For me, the past 18 months have been times of change, times of sadness, times of learning, and times of growth. I started writing this about 6 months ago, and I was sure at that time that I had felt in my spirit to apply for a different position within my office. There's only 5 of us in this little office, okay? So that's a big deal. From January of 2022, to October of 2022, 80% of our staff left. They either retired, moved on to different things, you know, whatever the case may be. It was all advancement for them, which is great. Guess who was the lone 20%? Not a bad thing, not a bad thing. So one of these positions had been open, posted for about three times. It had been open since October. Finally, the third time, I'm like, gosh, I don't know, you know, I kind of am feeling it, like what, you know, I've been in the office for 11 years now, I know what we do, I have a good handle on what we do. So I didn't have the qualifications, I knew that going into it. Okay, I waited, like I applied at the very last minute, finally deciding what did I have to lose. I wasn't hired. I didn't even get an interview. So, after learning my application would not be put through, I immediately knew God was saying, wait. It wasn't audible. It wasn't something I heard, but I heard it, but I didn't. Wait. Just wait. I went to say something, and that's when I heard it even louder. Now is not your time. Just wait. I had to immediately close my mouth and just take a breath because I knew it was not my time. I wasn't thrilled. I'll be honest. My flesh kind of took over at times, and I complained, and I discussed it with my new supervisor and voiced my disappointment. But that word, wait, was always brought back front and center. Always. And it still is, as frustrated as I am about it now. So I finally have stopped, and I said, God, what are you trying to show me? Since then, I've kind of been feeling in limbo, and I think I've kind of shared on this in the past, so it's kind of been an ongoing thing. I'm not satisfied, but I'm not unsatisfied. I'm not content, but I'm not discontent either. I'm kind of in that, like, foggy, like, kind of what's going on, feeling things out, you know, what's next? So this past week was very tough for me to put this together, which is probably part of why it didn't come together right away. Part of that decision, I decided to go back to school, and classes started Tuesday. So, you know, 2 classes that I haven't done probably in 10 years. I haven't gone to school. So it's been an interesting learning curve. And I don't even know if that's where God's leading me. It was just kind of something that would help me advance, you know, in my worldly job. I don't know if that's where I'm going. I don't know what the end result is going to be, but I'm going to put it through and see what happens and go from there. I am not one who likes change much. Not a huge fan. Right. Thank you, Linda. Fortunately, I have learned to kind of go with the flow and adapt. It's not easy, I'll admit, but I have been able to learn that over the years. And there are still moments that I question why. But that's why I like what James Maxwell said. Change is inevitable. Always. It's constant. Growth is optional. So we've seen changes in this church. Recently, I was talking with my dad when we were talking about today. And I was just asking him some questions. You know, we were talking about retirement and things like that. And the church came up. So hopefully it's okay I share this little bit. But he shared with me that if you look at the attendance over the years, there's been a slight but steady decline in overall attendance since the mid-90s. I think he said 95. That's 30 years. That's almost 30 years ago. By today's standards, most denominations probably would have shut us down. Thank God we're not related or connected with a denomination that has that control. We serve a God who put us here for a reason. Looking at it with earthly eyes, sometimes I wonder how we stay afloat. But we serve a God who does not shift when the wind changes. We serve a God who does not change. God placed us here for a reason. In the Amplified, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is eternally changeless, always, the same yesterday and today and forever. And I like what the Message says. For Jesus does not change yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always totally himself. The seed that was planted in our founding pastor's spirit continues growing today, regardless of what our numbers say. Our body has a purpose, a destiny, and I don't think we're quite there yet. I don't know what it looks like, but we're still here for a reason. We have something to do still. I noticed a slide this morning that said, in the announcements, it says, God has placed you here for a purpose. That's not just individuals, that's our church. He has placed us here for a purpose. In the Amplified, Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in. A reference at the end of that verse takes us to 1 Corinthians 15:58, also in the Amplified. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, in the Lord is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose. So earlier I said I received the word wait, just wait. So what does that have to do with waiting? I know I heard the word wait. It wasn't audible. But what did it mean, and how does all this kind of tie together? It's during the times of waiting that we grow. Psalm 25:4-5, also in the Amplified, says, let me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you and only you, I wait expectantly all the day long. Waiting is hard. Change is hard, but waiting is hard. Going about our day-to-day schedules, seeing all of the negative in the world around us, it's hard to ignore. We can become tired and discouraged. We can become frustrated. Some probably even wind up in a depressive state. Some even just give up. But we can be encouraged by Isaiah 40:27-31, and I'm going to read this from the Message. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything, inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to the dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. And we all know this last part. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. I don't completely know what God has in store for me, for my family, for our church. But I know if I wait, his purpose and plan will be revealed in his timing. His expectation of me is to wait on him for his timing and direction, to not become discouraged, but to be encouraged, knowing that the work he has created me to do will be for his glory. And probably, I think it was like middle of April, my sister-in-law had shared on Facebook, she was looking to put together a group of women to do a Bible study, just a devotional. We could comment on it, you know, just kind of encourage each other. And I jumped on the chance, first of all, because I knew it would keep me accountable. But I have noticed a change in me. I have noticed, although I still get frustrated with my kids, I feel it's not as often. Although I get frustrated at work, I'm able to acknowledge it right away and take a breath and say, okay, God, I need your help. I haven't always had the best, what would be a good term? I don't want to say motivation, but I haven't always had an excitement to go in and read the daily devotional, but when I get in there, there's always something in there for me. And there's been a few that we've done where it just hasn't spoken to me. You know, there's one that we just completed that I'm going to go back and probably do again at some point, just because it's good. It was a good study, but it just, I wasn't quite there yet. I wasn't quite ready for it yet. So if you don't have daily, even weekly times that you spend in your Bible with God, praising, worshiping, whatever that looks like for you, outside of church. Sunday morning doesn't count. Sunday morning is like a time for you to come in and refresh with the body. This has to be a relationship on your own. This is something that you have to build on your own. And I know I had shared the first time I spoke that, you know, spending time in the Word was difficult for me. I mean, I have a lot of distraction. I have a new appreciation for my dad putting everything together and putting a message together, and he doesn't even have the same distractions I do. But his are different. We all have distractions. It's what are we going to prioritize? What are we going to put first in our lives? So I would encourage you, if you don't have that time outside of here, I would encourage you to try it. Just try it once. And if you go into it with the right intention, it'll change you. It will definitely change you. And I know change and waiting, they're such simple concepts. And sometimes I struggle when I get something. I'm like, God, it's so simple. You know, like most of us are, you know, most of the body is beyond this. But I think some simple thoughts that we tend to lose sight of them. We don't forget them necessarily, but we tend to not think about them for a while. And I think hearing them, just kind of a refresher, helps, at least for me. I know it helps me because I've struggled with this one. I'm like, you know, God, we've heard how many times, you know, Isaiah 40:31, those that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. They mount up with wings like eagles. How many times have we heard a message about that? but it's those simple things that I think sometimes need to be brought back forefront for some of us. And I know some of us are all, we're all in different stages of life. So it's going to look different for all of us. It's going to be different for all of us. But there's a song, and I know it's kind of early. I didn't have a lot. But I know it's Father's Day too, so we can go spend time with our fathers. But there's a song from Elevation Worship called Wait on You, and we'll play it at the end, like he said. There's no words. You can just stay and listen. You can go, whatever you need to do after he finishes up. But I like the chorus of the song. It says, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'll trust in your promise. I'm going to wait on you. And then just kind of ending, this went way faster than I thought. A reference at the end of Isaiah 40 takes us to Romans 11, 33 to 36. And I think it's fitting. I thought it was fitting to end with this one. In the Message, have you ever come on anything quite like this extravagant generosity of God? And this, some studies that I saw, they're referring to salvation. But I think this is kind of all-encompassing to me. This deep, deep wisdom, it's way over our heads. We'll never figure it out. Is there anyone around who can explain God? Anyone smart enough to tell him what to do? Anyone who has done him such a huge favor that God has to ask his advice? Is there? Everything comes from him. Everything happens through him, and everything ends up in him. Always glory, always praise. And I liked what it said at the end. It said, yes, yes, yes. There's that song, all of God's promises are yes and amen, right? So that was fast, but hopefully, you know, it's so simple, but hopefully you were encouraged. And if you weren't, then maybe someone listening later on will be. But just know that our time's coming. I don't know what it looks like, but our time as a body is coming. And we will walk into what he has for us as individuals, as a congregation, as a church body. We just have to be patient, continue to rely on him, and wait for his direction. Amen. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Yes. Just wait. Love you. Thank you so much. Sharing the word. So just quickly, you know, as we look at this, I'm not going to say a whole lot more other than you just look up that area of wait. And I think when we are with that of God, when it talks about to remain stationary in readiness or expectation, people can begin to wait, but they begin to get weary. And when you begin to get weary, it's going to be hard to be ready. And so we've got to keep ourselves alert. We've got to keep ourselves on the cusp of it's going to happen. Just when is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? But I just need to be prepared for when God moves that to begin to happen. That's affecting a lot of your lives. That in your spiritual walk. Also that in your careers, like she was saying, job-wise, you know. A lot of shifting and things that are out there. And it is hard. Many times we jump ahead of God. And when we jump ahead of God, we make a mess. And then we expect God to fix it, to clean it up. And out of his grace and mercy, he does that. But if we would have just thought and counted to 10 or whatever it is, but to ponder those things and to realize that to remain stationary in readiness or expectation, the secondly is this, to look forward expectantly. See, a lot of times when we get into the things of that of God, I really wonder if we are looking expectantly. We just lop along the path of where he's got us, like, okay, this is happening, that's happening. But we get back to a plan and a purpose that he has for us individually, for you individually, for us corporately. And so we need to begin to look at those things and to be ready when he says, go, go. When he says, stop, stop. But no, even when you stop, he is still there with you, waiting with you. And he's watching you. And many of us, it's like, you know, those kids when you put something out and say, okay, I'm going to put this candy bar, I'm going to put this cookie on the table. And now just stand back and look at it, son or daughter. Don't touch it. Just look at it. Wait. And then all of a sudden you give that command or whatever, or that acknowledgement, you know. Okay, go get it. You know, and the kids will do it. Sometimes the dogs are better at it than the kids. You can tell the dogs, wait, wait. The dogs are there going, mm-hmm. You know, they're starting to shake. I'm getting excited. I mean, do we shake with excitement for God when he is telling us to wait? Because when he's telling you to wait, he's having a communication, he's having conversation, he's having dialogue with you. He's in you, he's around you, he's speaking to you. And he does have that exciting thing for you. He has that exciting thing for his church. We just have to just be like, okay, anytime, Lord, anytime, amen. And then closing with this is that biblically what it would be as to be aware through all of the senses of what is occurring around you, and then discerning the right time to do the next thing. All of our senses, we have to be focused on the things of God. We got to be hearing him. We got to be watching him. We got to, the sweet fragrance aroma of God, you know, we got to smell him. We got to have all of these things, our senses keen and tuned into these things, so that when he says this or that or go or stop or whatever, left or right, that we are actually following what he is asking us to do, and that we then are with the senses that are all around us making these decisions, but discerning the right time. And I know this, that God will help you discern. You know, there's one of the gifts, one of the things of the Holy Spirit, help me discern these things, Lord. Help me discern what I'm hearing out there. Is it your word? Or is it something out there the enemy is trying to trip me up on? We had shared in Sunday school a little bit, just briefly and just very lightly, about how the enemy comes in like a flood, but God raises up a standard, and how that flood comes in and tries to encapsulate us and tries to get us and to try to bring us, you know, like on that of a wave coming into that of a beach. It tries whatever's on that beach. If the wave comes in, and if it's not battened down, what's going to happen to it? It's going to be drug out to sea. And so in our life and our walk with God, like Heather was sharing, it's very beneficial. It behooves us that they that wait upon the Lord. And when you do wait, your strength will be renewed. When you do wait, you won't be running to and fro like Chicken Little. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. And if we wait long enough and discern properly with that of God, the right thing will happen at the right time, and you will be ready. Amen. Thank you again, Heather. Lord, let's just close in prayer. And again, yeah, getting out about 11:30, so enjoy the rest of Father's Day. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. What a blessed day it is. We do ask special blessings on fathers here and those around this city, Lord, and other churches and settings, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you would bless them. And Lord, as we go out today, I pray a blessing upon each and every one here today. Let their day just be rich in relaxation, rich in just sensing and seeing you, Father, in so many areas of their life. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Strengthen us, protect us, Lord. Keep us strong, keep us healthy. Lord, continue to be our provider at all times. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, a footnote to that, I just pray for that is given today through tithes and offerings will be blessed, multiplied to meet the need, and bless the giver, Lord, as they trust you as their provider. And we again ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.